Parshas Bechukoisai. In Bechukoisai Teileichu Es Mitzvoisai Tishmuru Vasisim Oisom Vnosati Gishmeichem Beitom Nostar Otsivulo Veitza Sodei Teimperioi Toyo Aktoisho tells us a tremendous, fascinating yisoid that if a person is b'chukoisai teileichu v'smitzvoi shaitishmuru v'asisam oisam v'zoicha to a tremendous bracha. The whole entire Bria is Nishtane. The Oretz Yitain Period, Oretz Yitain Period. Unbelievable bracha that you're not going to have enough storage. The whole bria is nishtane in b'chukoi se teleichu. The pashtus of psukim is that it's going on Eretz Yisrael, but Avada, we know that Avada Eretz Yisrael is totally in Amelas Batoira. That's the famous word. I saw many, many Achronim say this word. Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel that when Yonis ben Uzziel was Metargim, and also in the tag of the Torah and the Vim, among the others, but also was done in this Daz Eretz Yisrael, Arba Meis Parish, Arba Meis Parish, the Gemara says. The world shook. It's an earthquake. In the whole Eretz Yisrael. There's only two times in Shas that happened. Here in Megillah Daf Gimel, and the Gemara in Baba Kama, Mr. Perek Meruba, when there it's talking about when the Romans came to attack, to make a siege on Eretz Yisrael, and they saw them be makriv karbonis, so they try to stop them. So they inserted into the pulley system. They put a pig, a dov acher, and dug its paws into the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim, and all Eretz Yisrael shook from that. That we understand. But the Gemara says that when Yonis ben Uzziel was metagim neviim, the whole Eretz Yisrael shook. The first say a beautiful pshat up in the Tosis Rid, the Megillah, the Tosis Rid says that since he gave the tag on the Vim, Klal Yisrael is not going to be mustered to it, to learn it, put their extra effort into it. So the Forshim say that since Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Ovi B'chukat HaSeleich, where Eretz Yisrael gets bracha. Eretz Yisrael gets bracha. So now Eretz Yisrael will lose its bracha. There's no amelis. As Peter Tosis reads, there's no amelis. No amelis. They lose the bracha. They lose the bracha. Eretz Yisrael says it's nizdaze. Abba Lamai says the Rechaim and other Mefarshim say the Lachor. This is a yisod for all the bracha in this world. All the bracha in this world, Rabbi Yisai. The tremendous bracha. In B'chukoi Yisai Teileichu. The tremendous. So Achaim says, in Main Torah, you know, I was speaking to somebody this week, he was telling, you know, you come into the shul, you come back for Ben Azmanim, you go into some corner over there, because a big balabat is a shul, and this corner is the accountant, Mr. Bernstein, the other corner is Mr. Solomon, he's a lawyer, a big time lawyer. There's a neurosurgeon in the other row. You walk into the shul, what do you do for a living? I didn't hear you, sir. What do you do? Hello. You work it as at, you check halal, halal, what is that called? I learn, Philip, I'm learning. What are you doing for society? What are you doing for society? Rubbing out some bench somewhere? What are you doing? You're a bank fetcher. You fetch the bank. I always tell them, no, the bank fetches me. But anyway, what are you doing, sir? You learning koilo? Get it out! He walks to the shul, the chazan, he has a nice tie, he's wearing all that cologne. You smell him in the back of the shul, all that cologne. And he walks in, being his mother, he's learning koilo. Comes in with his hat, a little bit to the side. This guy's all perfect with his $600 tie. And you get mamish, what are you doing for society? This guy, you know, he's a major doctor, a lawyer. And after down, he calls you over. Young man, I would like to have a talk with you. You know, there's a Mefurish and Mishnah. He's all of a sudden, he's into the Mishnayos. I learned this week. Im Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. If there's no wheat, there's no Torah. It's very nice. They always start with that. It's very nice. You chose to learn Torah. But it ain't Kemach, Ein Torah. Mefurish and Mishnah. So I never understood what they always quote it. They never, no one ever seems to know the second half of the Mishnah. No one will ever quote you that second half of the Mishnah. Why not? You know why? Because it says, "Main Torah, Ein Kemach." That they forget it. Shteh Mefurish. What happened to the other half of the Mishnah? The first in the Mishnah, Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. But I'm Ein Torah, Ein Kemach. And you open up the Bible, and you show them in Bechukos Haiteleichu. V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'itom V'tos Tengvula. All the bracha that comes to the world is B'schus HaTorah. The bracha, the fact that you're making a parnasa, Mr. Solomon, is bichukoy saiteleichu. The bracha that comes to the world is only b'schus haTorah. So therefore, you walk into shul and you say, "What are you doing for a living? I learn in koila. Im ein Torah ein kemach." You show them that part of the Mishnah. Find the first part. No, you show them the first part. Im ein Torah ein kemach. The bracha that comes to the world, b'schus haTorah, b'shteit rabbeisai, and Rashi brings it in b'chukois haTeleichu. State in Rashi, yochol zakiya mitzvus, kishu oimer v'tzvusvois haTeshmoyu, harakiya mitzvus omo, amo ani mekayim b'chukois haTeleichu shetuya meilim b'Torah. People have to realize it's not only just learning Torah, it's not enough. It doesn't bring that bracha down. I've had some bracha mistama from Stam Limud Torah. Oh, but there's a bezundera, a different kind of bracha, a much more powerful bracha, a much more effective bracha. Shetiu Ameilim Batoyim. when a person puts all his faculties, when he puts all his koiches, the Chaznish writes, Amelus Batorim, is all your faculties totally involved, totally breaking your head to try to understand it, to go through it, to get a clear clarity, and do Chazorah on it. A fool, a dirty word that no one likes to say, and also to say also in this year. Chazara, four letters. Now let's say it. And the most important thing, maybe in all of the learning of a person, is his chazara. How many people are learning years and years and years? And what do they have from it? The guy's learning mamish, he's like, so you can't borrow Hashem, he heard the first part of Shmuel, he comes to, I learned Kolel! Screams it out! How many years are you in Kolel? 10 years! So what do you know, sir? I'm in Kolel! I'm proud of it! But what have you learned? It doesn't make a difference. They taught him, ain't Torah, ain't Kem. I'm learning in Kolel. What do you have? Zero. I have zero with the cola. In my cola. Inside joke. In my cola. What do you have? What do you come out? You come out, you're only 10 years. What do you know? Baba Kama? I don't know some of that. I know there's something about a shore and a boar there. You happen to be a boar. A boar Amaretz. Shore and a boar. There's also something in Baba Metzia about two guys holding on to some type of talus. Baba Basra, that stuff is too hard for me. Forget about Baba Batra. Give me some of that Marcus. We learned something. Kedushin, about a ring. Something, yeah. You have a ring, a shor, a bar, and a talis. That's all he has. That's what he came out of Koila with. And he also learned in Mishnah Brura that you're not supposed to talk when you put it between Tzvon and Shoyah, Tzvon and Shoyosh. That's what he's the kind of 10 years of learning. What happened? What was it? Kedushin's man, Baba Kama's man. What happened? Teretz is, you filled up the barrel, there's a little hole in the bottle. It doesn't take care. It's a barrel, you're filling it up every time you fill it up. Because after 5 years, ready to take that barrel of wine home, it's a little bit light, empty, nothing there. That's sad, the boy said. Why? Because you don't put enough chazorah on this. Chazanish writes that. A man is the chazorah. Hundreds of chazorahs are put inside. We once said that people said Ravad Yosef in Yeshiva's Paris Yosef. He said Ravad had an unbelievable memory. He said during one, he said over there, one, his first man or whatever, one of his man bar Yosef, they learned Gittin. He learned it 60 times that winter, by side. 6-0. Not 6 daf. 6-0 times. 60 times he chazed them sechter, by side. Doyle Oyem chazed hundreds of times, by side. There's a chiev to know Torah. The Gemara Kedushin daf lamed. Vishinantom. It has to be clear in your mouth. Did you learn Baba Kama? I think so. Let me see. Goes to the shelf, he takes out his gemara. Oh, yeah. I have writing here. I learned that out. Then he opens up to the front at his brother's gemara. I mean, I'm not so sure. You don't know if you learn. I used to Faher in Torah. There was a bacher that came from Faher. I said, okay, you know, let's take out the Gemara that you learned last man and bring it over and we'll Faher you. One problem, he didn't know. Okay, he didn't know which Gemara he learned last man. I said, oh, I don't know if this place is for you. But he wasn't sure what he learned in the winter's man. Interesting. Okay, but that was the problem in the Masechta. But to have, to know something terrible. Samelus, nochamo. As a bezunder and under a brach altogether, how the whole Bria goes into a different mode. The whole Bria goes into a different mode. Everything's happening. Wild things are happening. A different mode. Shetu Hamelim Batoy. What's the pshat? What's the lomdus of it? What's the amkus of it? I want to say like this, what we said. The Yisoid, why Hamelis brings about such bracha in my mind, in my mahalach. The pasuk speaks about three levels of mitzvahs here. You could do the mitzvahs, asisim oisam, tishmaru, to watch over, to make sure that you're careful. But there's a different level called amelus batoira. And that's merum is in the words. I want to understand like this, Rabbi Sai. What is amelus batoira? Why is amelus batoira so. We can learn it as a gzeirus hakasuv, or maybe we can understand it at a deeper level. That a megillus batoira represents an unbelievable tshuka, an unbelievable expression of avas hakadosh baruch. What do I mean? If a person, let's give a bit, a little more of Akdom. Torah, Rabbi Yisai. The word Torah, what does it mean? What's Pshat in Torah? The word Torah is, first of all, is L'Horos, to teach, to guide. Torah is the instruction booklet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Bria. That through this a person could function, could be successful, have successful living. The Creator, anybody who creates something, gives an instruction booklet. Otherwise you can't figure out how it works. Your wife buys a blender, inside the blender, 20 pages in French, in Arabic, or any language you want. You have to find the English, something, you know what's going on over here. So it's not in English. Just throw in the garbage, but it's still this instruction booklet. You can't work the blender without it. Anything in life that was created has an instruction. Sometimes it's more clear what the instructions are, because it's more made a Bria. And he wants in this Bria that a person should be successfully and happily living. So there are instructions. So a person that wants to know the basics, he learns, he reads it over, he gets the basics. The Torah is Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it is. It's Ratzon. It's the Ratzon of Hashem, His will. A person that's Omel B'Torah shows that I don't suffice in just knowing the plain meaning. I want to go deeper. I want to know God's will in a deeper level. I want to know exactly. I want, maybe I can find stuff that's even more. Like we know that in all Limud Torah, a person goes deeper and deeper, he finds more. Maybe this halacha, maybe that halacha. And again, I'll be the letter of the law. The halacha is in the sky with this halacha. But if you go deeper, and you try to dive deeper, you know that the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maybe something much deeper than the basic level. So you could suffice and do the pashtus, or you can go deeper and deeper, and I want to know more and more. The Seil Shalom writes about the sort of what a chassid is, Rabbi Yisrael. What's a chassid? What's a chassid, Rabbi Yisrael? It's not only if you wear a tzchaimel if you're a chassid. The patayich of a chassid, the Seil Shalom is in hamischassid and koyim. Chassid says in the Seil Shalom means that a person is ready to, he understands what the will of the koyim, even if he's not asked. The marshal, they always say, is that a person goes and takes out the garbage himself for his parents or for his wife. She didn't ask him to do it, but he understands that that's her will, because he understands the person very well already, and they understand what they like or what they dislike. So even though it wasn't asked, but you're ready to go to that extreme because you want to, because you're a chassid of that person. A chassid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to go to the extreme because I understand that's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more I'm on the Torah, the more I work, I want to understand, even if I don't get there, that's the Yisoy. The Gemara says, Ono Amelim Heim Amelim, Ono Mekal Amelim Kal B'Tzchaz, Tachov B'Tzchaz, we get a Tzchaz for the Amelis. Why do we get Tzchaz for the Amelis, Rabbi Yisai? Why do we get Tzchaz for the Amelis? So the famous Kashi, Tachov B'Tzchaz, don't they get Tzchaz for the Amelis? Also the Goyim, so they say, no, but if you don't come up with the finished products, So you don't get tzchar for that mess. So that's the pshat on a mail and the kam tzchar, they don't get tzchar. Because at the end of the day, he might get paid by the hour, the plumber. But if he doesn't unstuff your toilet, you're not giving him anything. If the refrigerator repairman, at the end of the day, working 10 hours, but if he doesn't fix it, you might not pay. At the end of the day, listen, I call you to fix it. Yeah, I'll pay you the hour. But if you don't do it, you don't fix it, then I don't know, I feel I have to pay you. So they have to come up with result. But I think there's another touch of you would say. Onam Amela Bekab Mitzchah, because when we're Amel Batar, even if you don't come out with the Pshat, but you, what are you doing? You're working hard because you want to understand it. This is an expression to be B'nai Shalom. I love you, B'nai Shalom. I want to go to that end of the world to understand. And the deepest level and the highest, I want to go further and further, deeper into God, into Torah, to understand what exactly is the Pshat over here. What is exactly the meaning of Chukoy Saitei Leichu? Okay, mitzvahs, okay, let's get out. We know pshat, let's move on. No. Maybe you have a deeper pshat. Maybe there's another pshat. I'll feed that pshat and be noyeh. A person could learn Torah and do all the 630 mitzvahs, but the Torah is so deep and deep, a person goes further, and as it gets bigger, and he understands more of Torah, it's a different level of existence. As we know, the Gemara says, what's a Chilul Hashem? The Gemara says, according to the level of a Talmid Chacham that you are. Why? Because you understand Torah at a deeper level, so your Avodah is to be knowing on that level. The Chacham Zavovitz writes that he used to do tshuva every day, because as he grew older, again, every day went by, he understood on a deeper level how bad the chait was. So the deeper you understand, the more you understand, the higher level you understand. It's an unbelievable expression. I want to know, understand your will. And even I don't get to it, but it's the expression. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasati, I'll give you a matter. You love me. You show him you love me. You could dance around all day. Anachno abimotcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. We love you. T-shirts, big heart in the middle. I love you, Hashem. The front, the back, the side. Love, love, love you, Hashem. I love you. Scream it out. Go to the woods. And it's beautiful. But you want to know an expression of real Ahavas Hashem? Amelus Matayim. It's a Furush Pasuk. V'ahavta es Hashem Alekecha. You love the Ibn Shalayla. The Chalavavcha. You love him with everything, Rabbi said. How do you love the Ibrahim? Give up everything for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true love, as we spoke. It's a different shmuz. Love is about giving up. Love is about giving. But state in the Sifri, how do you. When it comes to love, Torah. You learn his Torah. We can talk about love all day. Love, 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 love you, Hashem. So good to me. You just gave me, I won the lottery. She said yes. I proposed. I love you, Hashem. Of course you love. You love you, Baruch Hashem. You got something. The next day he stubs his toe. You don't want to say what he says. What happened to that love? Love you! Not today, maybe tomorrow. When things are better, talk about love. Now's not the time for it. The water bill comes. Still no love today. He doesn't like his wife too much either. He gets the phone bill. No love the next day either. How many times does he have to talk to America? No love. The fourth day, they call from the bank. No more love. Hashem, wait for Shabbos. Maybe there'll be some love on Shabbos. No calls. From the Shabbos comes. Comes to him, says, Uncle Joe sends $1,000 in the mail. And now he's dancing like, Shabbos, I love you. Ended it. It's a love and hate relationship. Beautiful, Rabbi Yisrael. But the Torah HaKadosh says how you do it. How do you come to such levels? How do you show that love, Rabbi Yisrael? It's very nice. It's beautiful. They dance. It's all fine and dandy. But practically, it doesn't work. I just sing and buying an I Love You Hashem t-shirt. They're coming out with mugs today. Bumper stickers. I love you, Hashem. His license plate says it. DDS. He's making six figures. Love you, Hashem. I love you on the front license plate. Hashem on the back. 26. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Shkoyach. You love Hashem with your Mercedes-Benz. Of course. All bumper stickers all over the place. If I had made six figures, I'd also have bumper stickers. You're living in his Torah. The words are on your lips. The guy's asked you a question, you know it, Claude, because you went over and over till you know it 100%, because I love Hashem. I want Hashem's words to be clear. That's Rishinantom. She did me a turn the chut to other. I want it clear. What did you learn last week? We learned something in Baba Kama. What does it say there? I don't know, but my Rebbe said there's a Birka Shmuel on the Sugya. Bar Bear. I wonder if he's related to my friend, Shloimeh Bear. He doesn't know any. I'm not just pshat. To have clarity. Does it make a difference to have clarity? Yes. Because you want to have clarity in Ratzon Hashem. That means you love him. I want to know his word so clear. I'm ready to work over and over and over. I want to know exactly what you mean. Like a wife and a husband relationship. How many times, Rabbi, can we come over? We need some shalom bayit. Be right over. What's the problem? Well, we don't see eye to eye. We misunderstand. I say this, he does that. I say that. I pop him over the head with a pot. He comes home now with a football helmet for supper. New York Giants. He said he wears a hat, not only for benching. What's the problem? I asked him just to take out the garbage. I took it out last night. Yeah, but in the morning there was garbage. Well, you never said the morning. You said all the night. How was I supposed to know? Two big garbage things waiting there. She's sleeping. The house stinks. How was I supposed to? You didn't ask me to take it out. But if he understands his wife's rotzer, and he wants to understand exactly what she said, and she said she didn't talk so much. She's not expressive enough. Think into what she's saying, maybe. You're right, she has to express them. But maybe think into the words she said and try to understand that this is what she means, and then you want to do that. That's love. That's caring. If you said exactly what you meant, that's all you said. Take out the garbage by night. Day is a different time. So a guy who really loves his wife, he cares about his wife, he thinks into what she said. What did she mean when she said that she's going to hit me over the head tomorrow with a baseball bat? Did she mean a real bat? What did she mean that she said like this and like that? He thinks into the words. Oh, I'm getting the picture. What she really means, she needs more attention. I'm understanding from her words that this and this, and she would like that. She would like me to buy her a nice piece of jewelry for Yontif. As she told me, last time I got earrings from you was on the day we got engaged, 22 years ago. Wow, let me think. What does she mean? Maybe she needs a new pair of earrings. Einstein! But there's a lot of things that a person could touch exactly what she means and to understand where she's holding. Maybe she needs a vacation. A person who loves, who cares, who wants to go deep and deeper to understand exactly what does she mean. In Torah, Rabbi said, the depth is Torah so deep, and you can become it. It can be Yotze Zayin, I live out, I'm Torah, on mitzvah's light, you did everything. But a person that's Omel, but Torah wants more. I want more. I want to understand Hashem's rotten even deeper. You didn't understand anything, Hank. You're nothing. But you just expressed to Kodesh Baruch Hu that you love him. You broke your head on trying to understand the Ksos HaChoshen, a deeper Pshat in the Gemara. Hashem says, look at that guy. Look at him in the corner there, spending hours. No, he wants to understand my Torah. He loves me. This is my Bria. I'm giving him a present. He's my wife. Could you bring her Yisrael Chadu? Nasati, Loshem Atona, Kishmeichem. It's yours. What's yours is mine. What's yours is mine. What says Kishmeichem? The first man. What's Kishmeichem? Your reign. It's not your reign. It's Hashem's reign. No. It's yours. What's yours is mine. You show a Kodesh Baruch Hu that level of love. Kodesh Baruch Hu showers you. That's the Ulai, the Amkus, Tia Melim Batoyah. The Tnai of Amelus is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with us, not just as a father and a son, not just as a Rebbe Talmud, but as a husband and wife. As the Gemara Mishnah says in Tainus, the Yoim Chasu Nosoi. So Matan Torah is the wedding day when Hashem gives over His Ratzon to us. And the more we want to understand the shows, the more that we love HaKadosh Baruch. We want to be in love with HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch says, what she was is mine. That's the relationship between husband and wife. Ish Toki Gufa. What she was is mine. That this is what we're waiting for, Beis Hashem. Yom Shavuos is coming up, Rabbi Yisrael. The day of Yom Chasunasa, the day of the wedding day. We have to understand that what we spoke about is the day of Kabbalah Satoyah, it's the day of Nesina Satoyah. It's a day when we have to realize that we're getting married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have a nice marriage, we'll take out the garbage just at night, or we could take out the garbage in the morning. To relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a tremendous, tremendous kesher, Rabbi Yisrael. How? Well, after Hashem Lekech. V'hoyu hadvarim ho'eila sh'onuchim etzavcha yoyim al levavech. Put those words on put the necklace on your heart. Put the words of the Torah on your heart. You love my word, put it on your heart. V'shinantam levonecho. And be meshunin it, have it so clear in your mouth. And what's mine is yours, the Gshamim, the Arzachem. Everything in the world changes, a different Bria of us, because the Bria Shem's Bria and he gives it over to us. That's the Koyach of Amelis Batoyra Boysa. And that's what Be'ezah Hashem, those of us who are learning Torah, especially Rabbi, we have to strive, we have to have Sheifa. We're not holding by that. We might not be holding by doing all the Mefarshim and everything, Rabbi, but at least Chazorabos, like I said, Chazor is a tremendous expression of Ahava. Nochamon, till I have it 100% klor. 1000%, I want to know it. We should make those kabbalas, Rabbi, for this amelus batorah. Is Hashem all the brachas, Rabbi? We don't realize how much bracha we give. If the brachas to the world, Rabbi, certain to our houses, people having this problem, that problem, Rabbi, what's the ingredient in how to give bracha? The Bidden shows bracha to my house. What's the bring? How to bring bracha to my parnosa? To my, we want to extract. We want to bring out the Kodesh Baruch's ava. You know how you bring it out, Rabbi? You know how you get? I bring ava with a relationship, Rabbi. You show ava. Don't expect, wait for the Ava. Kodesh Baruch gives Ava even without it. But if you want to have, you're shining, you're exploding with Ava towards the other person. K'mayim ponim el ponim, says the Moran Yevamis. The way we approach Torah, as we say, we said, Hadron Allah, I return to you, Hadron Allah, you turn to me. It's a relationship towards the Torah, towards the Kodesh Baruch, as much as we put forth. The Kodesh Baruch shows his Ava back. We want to be zeicher, Rabbi, it's a tremendous bracha. We want to be able to taste the tremendous love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Amel and Batorah, Rabbi. We have to be zeicher to that level, to the Amel and Batorah. We should be zeicher Be'ez Hashem this week. We're heading towards that big day, Rabbi, the most greatest day of the world. And we say all the world was waiting for this day. Every year, it's not just a history day. We relive it, Maisa. Let's work on this week especially, Rabbi. And again, some people, everybody feels that love. It doesn't mean people think, oh, Melim, oh, I have to go take out another safer from the shelf, another Achron, another. No, that's not Shana Menes Batur. Menes Batur is whatever you learn, go deeper and try to understand it as deep as possible, as clear as possible. Take up the Gemara you're learning, chazed them over many times till it's so clear in your brain. The tremendous bracha, Rabbi Sai. Everything changed over. Rashi says even a learning swap, non-fruit bearing tree, start getting fruit, that the bria goes crazy. The bria goes crazy. We can be zeicha. We should be zeicha. Mit Hashem, especially the Bnei Torah, those who are learning Torah these days, but these are the days to show our ava, to show our relationship, to get closer to the Bnei Shalom. It's like the week before the Chasana, Rabbi said now. Mamash, the week before the Chasana. You're getting ready. You send the gifts now. You're getting ready. You want to be able to be Zircha. To have tremendous, tremendous Hatzlochu Bracha. To be Amel and Batoyer. To Hashem will be Zircha. To Korah Be'ed Hashem. All that tremendous Bracha. But so much Amel and Batoyer. Because Rashi brings down the Bodin Nechnef Kabinim. How many? So, okay, he's right. No, the more Amel is unbelievable. The more Bracha that comes. Zeichet the koyach and tzchus of a meilas batoyer. He said, unbelievable zach. Reb Shimon and Rebbe Ber were nifter in 1940. Be'etzem, Hitler Machshamah had already started his war machine. But the terrible, terrible, terrible massacres and mass murdering of Yidden and all that whole thing that took place was really, really went into a deep effect after 1940. Reb Chaim Oiz, the Gazal, somebody said, Reb Chaim Oiz was nifter also, not after, but somebody said, the koyach of a milas batoyra for a baruch ben Reb Shimon that held back, that held back the war machine a certain way, a certain oifen. The milas batoyra was unbelievable. We're not holding by that level, Rabbi said, but on our level, Rabbi said, be'ezah Hashem to work on our milas batoyra and mitzah Hashem b'zecha b'korav to see here b'korav mamish, waiting for the day of be'ezah Hashem b'zecha that the Kodesh Baruch comes back to us. If we're omel by his Torah, we show our expression, we love you, HaKadosh Baruch, we want to go to the highest level to do your Ratzon. Hashem will look to do our Ratzon, Rabbi, on the highest level. The highest level. The Gemara says, and I'm ending, the Chigiga Dapay. The Gemara says, Hashem lets out three tears. One of the tears is, Mishaef Shalasik, B'Torah V'Eina Oisik. HaKadosh Baruch looks down with those tears and he says, ah, and just like a person lost his loved one, Chas v'Shalom, a person that he loves, he sees that he doesn't have that love anymore. There's a tear. You cry for that. Rahman Zlan, a person knows Rahman Zlan, a broken marriage, a broken situation. A person lets out a tear. Look at Gemara and Chagiga Gimel. Tei the titma, a tear lets out a tear. For Misha Evshel Lazik B'Torah, he can do Oisek, he can work on Torah Oisek, he'd be Omo B'Torah, and he's not! Kosh Baruch lets out a tear of sadness. My loved one, the person that loved me, the love is gone. The Bereshim, we yes, we always say, everybody says at the end of the Levaya, everybody says it. The tears should be wiped away, Rabbi. Who knows, Rabbi? The koyach of amelus batoira wipe away all the tears, the joy of happiness of Ava and Simcha, our relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zeicher to Yoyim Chasunos of Yoyim Simchas Libo. The next step is binyan beis hamikdash.